Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, February 13th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Eck. Rescuers are still finding people alive in the rubble of collapsed buildings a full week after the catastrophic earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. According to local reports, a 7-year-old boy and a 62-year-old woman were rescued from the rubble in Hatay province Sunday night after being buried for 163 hours. In another province, a 45-year-old man was rescued after being under the rubble for 162 hours. And in the city of Adımayan, a 10-year-old boy was extracted after being buried for 158 hours. After finally being freed, the boy reportedly asked rescuers for fruit-flavored chewing gum. Although time is running out to reach those trapped by the quake, rescuers have vowed to continue searching. Over the weekend, the Husar Poland Rescue Group, which includes 15 rescuers from Trójmiasto, announced they would extend their tour of duty in Turkey until Thursday, February 16th. As of this morning, the violent earthquake that hit southern Turkey and northern Syria last Monday has killed more than 35,000 people, including at least 5,900 in Syria. In an interview aired on Sunday, Polish President Andrzej Duda told the BBC that the decision to transfer F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine must be made in collaboration with other allied nations. During the interview, Duda expressed his belief that an independent Ukraine is in the best interest of Poland and Europe, and lasting peace can only be secured through restoring Ukraine's full territorial sovereignty. Duda went on to stress the need to provide Ukraine with more advanced weaponry so that the country can defend itself. Ukraine must win and fend off Russian aggression, he emphasized, but in order to do so, it needs armaments. Asked if Poland could transfer its own F-16 jets to Ukraine, Duda made it clear that the decision must be made by all of Ukraine's allies and not just individual countries. According to Duda, if Poland were to transfer even a portion of its limited number of F-16s, it would need to require more, as its current number is insufficient. The interview was recorded in Warsaw yesterday in preparation for Duda's official planned visit to the UK next week. Polish ski jumpers Burziła and Dawid Kubacki made history over the weekend after collectively winning the first duets competition in the Ski Jumping World Cup in Lake Placid, New York. The pair came in 13.2 points ahead of Austria's Daniel Schoschenig and Stefan Kraft in second, and 24.1 points ahead of Japan's Naoki Nakamura and Ryoyu Kobayashi in third. 13 pairs of ski jumpers participated in the historic event, which saw the Ski Jumping World Cup return to the United States after an absence of 19 years. The city guard and the local fire department in Gdańsk recently came to the rescue of local wildlife, bringing a seagull caught by string and hanging in the branches of a tree. A passerby walking along Kurpiński Street noticed the entangled gray seagull and contacted city guard. As the animal was hanging several meters above the ground, officers were unable to free it on their own and called in the city fire department. Firefighters then used the boom ladder on the fire truck to free the bird, who was later taken to the veterinary clinic on Kartuska Street with a damaged wing. After observation at the clinic, the bird was taken to the Pomeranian Wildlife Rehabilitation Center Ostoja, which specializes in the treatment and rehabilitation of wild animals. Today will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain later in the day and a gentle breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will drop steadily throughout the day from a high of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit to a low of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow, with a sharp drop in temperatures midweek before a high pressure system and warmer weather returns on Thursday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.